Okay, let's try to do a quick zichru chazara of the first parak of Maseches Megillah. We'll try to run through this quickly. We thank Rabbi Goldhar and Barry Leibowitz so very much for this wonderful program. On Daf Beis, the Gemara tells us that the Megillah could be read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, and we know to add Yud Aleph and Yud Beis beyond Yud Gimel, which is Man Knesset Lekol. So of course Yud Gimel is included, and beyond Yud Aleph and Tesvav, which are the Yikra Takana, either from Kayamim or from Bizmanehem. We also learn Lizmano Shozeh, Lizmano Shozeh. Then we say that Yud Aleph and Tesvav, it's not that you have the option of one or the other, that those who are B'nai Ir have to read on Yidal, those who are B'nai Krach have to read on Tezvav. Then the Gemara says, Menatzvach Tzovim Omrum. The Sofei Tevos at the end of each word, when you have letters that come in different forms at the end of the word, the Gemara initially assumes that was instituted by the Nevi'im, but the Gemara says, No, that must have been forgotten at some point, but it's really a Din D'Oraisa, and then reinstituted by the Nevi'im. And then on Daf Gimel, the Gemara talks about how they were Metargim the Torah, your uncle Sager was metargim the Torah, Yonasan ben Azil was metargim the Navi, and at the time that he did so, the entire world shook, and he was not given permission to be metargim ksuvim. And Yonasan ben Azil was Amar al Raglev, and he said, because when they said, Migola Labanai Razeh, who revealed this secret, he was Amar al Raglev, and he defended himself. He said, Lo Lekvod Yasisi, Lo Lekvod Beis Abba Sisi, El Lekvod Cha Sisi, I only did it for the kavod of the Ribbono Shel. The Gemara tells us from Mevatel Talmud Torah, for Mikra Megillah is a Kal V'Chomer from Avoda, then from Mevatel. From Megillah, then certainly Mevatel Talmud Torah. But the Gemara says not such a great Kal V'Chomer, because Talmud Torah is actually more chashuv than Mikra Megillah is, since Talmud Torah was one of the two things, both Talmud Torah and Avoda were things that Yeshua was called out for being Mevatel during the Melchama, and Yeshua said, okay, but Alayzeh Mei Basa, which one is the real reason that you're coming to criticize me? And the Malach says, Ata Basi, it's about Talmud Torah. So you see, Talmud Torah is more chashuv than Avodah. Then the Gemara talks about the parameters of a krach, that a krach is that which is samuch o nira the krach, even that which is nearby or visible to a krach is also included in the reading of the b'nei krach of the walled city. Then on Daf Dalet, the Gemara tells Nashamar Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, because afein hoyu bosu anes, women are obligated because afein hoyu bosu anes, and if a person falls on Shabbos, then they should darshan the halachos of the Megillah. We also darshan the inyanim of the Megillah on Shabbos in place of Kriyas Megillah, because you're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. And then the Gemara talks about how Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Belayla B'Lishnosa Beyom, that you're supposed to read the Megillah at night and then repeat it again during the day. And the Gemara also discusses what do we do if Purim falls out on Friday, because now the people in the walled cities are not going to be able to read on their allotted day. So do we move them earlier than the people in the regular cities? That would be odd. That would be unusual. Can we put them on the same day as the people in the regular cities? That's also odd. It's unusual for them to be on the same day. So we have machlokas about how to handle that situation. And then on Daf Hey, the Gemara discusses how they accepted the days as Yimei Mishtav Simcha, but they never accepted the days as Isra Melacha, the Yom Tov of Isra Melacha, even though it was originally suggested, but that was never accepted by Klal Yisrael. The Gemara also discusses which days, when they fall on Shabbos, do we push off to a later time, and which ones do we move back, do we move up? So the Gemara says that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we push to later, we push to the next day, because Akdume Paranusa Loma Kadminen, we don't bring piranhas earlier than we have to. The Gemara also talks about if you have a city that has walls on three sides and water on the fourth side, so that's a suffix, whether that has a din of a walled city, and therefore one of the Amorayim would read on both days in such a city. On Davav, the Gemara talks about why certain fortified cities got their names, because maybe there were peros that grew in those cities, and therefore they were called what they were called. The Gemara talks about how if a person says Yagati Umatsasi Tamin, if a person says that he put in effort and he was successful, you should believe him. But if he says Yagati Velo Matzasi Al Tamin, if he says Matzasi that Lo Yagati Umatzasi, that I didn't put in any effort and I was successful, don't believe him. Only effort breeds success. Nothing else breeds success. And when there's effort, it always breeds success. The Gemara also talks about Germam Yeshal Edom, that if they were to be powerful, they could take over the whole world. They could cause major damage. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the back of the Gemara that it's referring to Germany, that Germany should never have unchecked power. On Dav Zayin, the Gemara tells us that Esther asked the Chachamim Kivuni Lidaros, or Kisvuni Lidaros, and they said, well, Kina Atmoraros Elen Leben HaGayim, you're going to cause jealousy among the Gayim, until they found a pasuk that indicated that that you're allowed to mention Amalek a fourth time in Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore they included Megillah in Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara has several opinions, I think it's like seven opinions of how we know that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. The one that the Gemara favors more than all the opinions of the Tanaim is the opinion of Shmuel, which was in Amora, who says that Kimu Kiblu Kimu Milamata Mashi Kiblu Milamaila, that it was already something that was accepted Milamaila. How would we know that it's Milamaila, that what's going on up in Shemayim? We only know that because Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. And on days, the Gemara not only talks about Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim and Matanos Levyonim, but tells us Chayav Inishal Desumi Puri Adol Yadu Berenor Hamim Baruch Mordechai, and tells us the wild story of how Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira were having Sudas Purim, and come Rabbi Veshachtil Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi got drunk, he shachted Rabbi Zeira, and how the next year they wanted to have a Suda again, and he said, no, thank you, not interested in taking that kind of risk again. On Daf Ches, the Gemara tells us, we start the series of Ein Bein in Mishnayos. So the Gemara tells us that Ein Bein, Neder or Nedava, except for whether you're Chayv Ba'achriyusa, that if a person makes it about the Gavra, not the Cheftza, then even if the Cheftza is lost, you're going to have to replace it with another Karban. The Gemara talks about there's Ein Bein, the Mishnah talks about the difference between a Zavara Shtei Rios and a Zavara Shalosh Rios. They're both going to require Shevinikiyim, but the Zavara Shalosh Rios is Chayv a Karban, whereas Zavara Shtei Rios has no Chiyuv Karban. And then the Gemara talks about how the Mishnah talks about Ein Bein Mitzora Muchlat and Mitzora Muskar Ela Prio Frima, that only Mitzora Muchlat requires Prio Frima, Mitzora Muskar does not require Priya Ufrima, the tearing of the clothing and the growing out of the hair. On Daf Tes, the Gemara tells us that the 72 Chachamim were held together in different, were held apart from each other in different rooms, and each asked to translate the Torah, and miraculously they each Dafka came up with ways, with those that would be challenging Pesukim to explain to the government authorities. They each came up with the same exact way to translate them in a slightly different manner, and that was one of the great miracles. The Gemara also tells us on Daf Tes that Yafifusa Shal Yafes is Ba'ahalei Shem, that we're allowed to have Yafifusa Shal Yafes Ba'ahalei Shem, and that's why the Megillah could be written in Yavanis, and also that the only difference, another Ein Bein, between a Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach Shemina Mishcha versus a Kohen Gadol that didn't have the benefit of Shemina Mishcha but only had the Merubah Begadim, is whether he brings Par HaBa'al Kala Mitzvos, whether he's Chayv the special par for inadvertent averus. Then on Daf Yud, the Gemara tells us about Beis Chorun, that someone was of the opinion that you're allowed to be makriv in Beis Chorun bezman hazeh, which assumes two things. First of all, it assumes that it's not a Beis Avodah Zarah, it was in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim or something, and the second thing it assumes is that not only was not a Beis Avodah Zarah, but that Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Aslavo, that we don't have Kedusha Samikdash nowadays, and therefore that allows for Bamos. It allows for bringing makriv karbanos in such places. The Gemara tells us that they also that whenever you have vayihi to start something off, that's always a paranos, like vayihi b'meishvah v'shoftim, and there was ra'av. And then the Gemara says, well, wait a second, there are a bunch of vayihis that are not paranos that actually introduce something good that's about to happen in history, or at least something part of. And then the Gemara says, no, vayihi b'mei is always paranos that's coming up. So that's why vayihi b'mei achashverosh and those always introduce something that is negative that's going to come up. And then the Gemara talks about all the different people who are pasach lahei parashas mehacha, who started darshaning the Megillah with different teachings. And one of them was about the downfall of Bavel, starting with Vashti, with the killing of Vashti being the downfall of Bavel. On Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that there were so many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have destroyed us, but Loma Astim, Loga Altim, Lechalosim, Lahafabisitam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reject us on so many different occasions where he could have rejected us. And the Gemara says that several kings that were Malach Misofolim Vatsofo, Achashverosh was one of them, Kuf Chav Zayin Medina. The Gemara says the Machlokas were 120, the Mehudu Vat Kush, were they right next to each other or were they at opposite ends of the world? If they were at opposite sounds of the world, it means that he was molech on them and everything in between. And if they were right next to each other, it means kishem shemalach al hod val kush. So too, he was molech al kol olam kulo. But Shlomo Melech doesn't make the list. And the several suggestions why Shlomo Melech doesn't make the list, either because Shlomo Melech's power was greater, because he was molech be'elyonim as well, or maybe not. Maybe it was because Shlomo Melech was a melech vehedyot, that ultimately his throne was taken away, so he didn't last as a king. Maybe that's why Shlomo Melech didn't make it. So that's and the Gemara also talks about how Belshazzar made a mistake in his cheshbon. He thought that he knew when the Galus Bavel was supposed to end, and he saw that it hadn't ended, so he took out the clay of Migdash and made a party, and he suffered a terrible downfall. Achashverosh said, I'm not going to make the same mistake, but sure enough, Achashverosh also made a mistake in terms of cheshboning when Galus Bavel was in fact over. On Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara tells us that why was it that the Jewish people deserved to be wiped out, or deserved to have gezeira made against us, that we would be wiped out? It's because we were mishtachada letzelim, that we bowed down to a tzelim. The Gemara says, and then why taka weren't we wiped out? So because we only did it as a show, but we didn't really believe in any avodah zarah, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu made a major threat against us, but not one that was ultimately carried out. The Gemara also tells us about Vashti and her invitation to Achashverosh's party, because there was an argument going on which women are the most beautiful women, and Achashverosh said, well, my wife is the most beautiful of all, and they said, okay, so let's bring her to the party and see her, and they said she should come without any clothing on, and then she either grew a tail, or she had boils all over her body, but something that made her not want to come, and that led to the downfall of Vashti. The Gemara says, we learn that Memuchan is Haman, and Hedyot Kofetz Barosh, it's the idiot that always jumps forward to speak first, and Haman was Memuchan, because he's called Memuchan, because he's Muchan the Peronis as a result of that. On Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara tells us that that the Jewish people's attitude toward Mordechai may not have been so great either. Could be that they each blamed. Well, the reason Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini is that he goes with two Shvatim, both Yehuda and Binyamin. Might be because his mother was from Yehuda and his father was from Binyamin, or it might be because they blamed both Yehuda and the Klal Yisrael at the time blamed both Yehuda and Binyamin for their suffering, that for not killing Melech Agag. That's why when Shaul didn't kill Melech Agag of Amalek, that's why we have a Haman, and Yehuda is responsible for the existence of Mordechai. And because the Shevet Yehuda is responsible for the existence of Mordechai, and Mordechai is causing us all this trouble, so we see that they had a very, very negative attitude, according to one man, the Amar in the Gemara, about Mordechai. Then the Gemara tells us that Shaul was a very big tzenua. He was hiding away, did not tell anybody when he was appointed as king, and that sneus was a result. The fact that there was a tzaddik of Shaul in Sheva Binyamin came as a result of the tzneus of Rachel Imenu, because Rachel Imenu didn't reveal the secret to Yaakov that he was that Leah was. It did reveal the secret signs to Leah that Yaakov had given her, and as a result of the tzneus of Shaul, there was zocha to the tzneus of Esther. So and Esther was not Magedas Maladita. She didn't say where she had come from, so that also is an extraordinary level of tznius. And then the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim the refuah to the machlo when it comes to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to the Yom HaSa'olam, we don't find that. But dafka with Klal Yisrael, the refuah comes before the machla, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a situation where Mordechai had this information about the plot against Achashverosh, and it was written in Achashverosh's book that he owed Mordechai a favor before Haman ever rose to power, because the refuah was put in place before the machla ever happened. On Daf Yudal, the Gemara tells us that with all the neviim that Klal Yisrael had, you know, it was more effective to getting us to do tshuva was the Hasaras Tabas, was that Achashverosh removed his ring and allowed Haman to make the decree more valuable than all of the neviim. So the Gemara spends most of the Daf discussing the neviim, and particularly the seven neviyos of Klal Yisrael. But along the way, the Gemara says, well, why is it that we don't say Halel on Purim? So the Gemara says several possibilities. Either it's a nation Shem Chutz Laretz, or Kriyas Zuhelila, when we say Kriyas Megillah, it is a form of Hallel, or a Katiyav de Achashverosh, and we're still considered servants of Achashverosh. So the Gemara talks about the Nevi'os and mentions Chulda Hanaviyah and why she was allowed to prophesize, considering that there was a very qualified Navi, more qualified Navi, Yirmiyahu Navi, in that same time, and why people would go to Chulda instead of going to Yirmiyahu, because she was Nashim Rachmani Yosein, so you would go to Chulda. Then on Daf Tes Vav, the Gemara tells us that that Hesach was in fact Daniel, and he was called Hesach because either Shechotchin Devrei Malchus Pidvaro, that he was very chashuv, or because Shechotcho Migdulas, they cut him down from his position of Gedula. That also that Esther, when she walked in to the palace, to the chamber of Achashverosh, Nestalkim Menushchina, she said Keli Keli Lama Azavtani, she didn't understand why the Shechina had abandoned her at that moment, and also that the Gemara gives 12 different opinions as to what Esther was thinking when she invited Haman to the Mishteh, and the Gemara says that they met Eliyahu HaNavi, and they said, which one of these opinions is correct? And Eliyahu HaNavi said, they are all correct. Esther was thinking all of those things, that trying to set up Haman for a downfall, and that's why she invited him to the Mishteh. But Achashverosh didn't know that, and Achashverosh assumed that she had invited him because there was some sort of plot against him, and that's why Shnas HaMelech, he wasn't able to sleep that night. On Daf Tezayin, the Gemara tells us that when Mordechai was given all that honor and Haman had to lead him around, and when he said, I can't, I'm too weak to get up on the horse, so Haman bent down to serve as a step stool and he kicked Haman. So, but I've been following Evcha al Tismach. No, that's only for Yisraelim, that's not for a Nachri. So I can take joy in the Nefila of the likes of Haman. The Gemara tells us about Yosef and Binyamin, how Yosef gave Binyamin Chamesh Chalifos Malos, five changes of clothing, but how could he do that? How could he favor one Binyamin over the others? Isn't that the whole reason why Yosef had all that suffering in the first place? Because his father gave him extra clothing? No, he was merames to Binyamin about the future, that he's going to be zochet to have a Mordechai that descends from him, who's going to have the wardrobe of the king. And when Yosef meets Binyamin, he's bacha al tzavarav because of the two batei mikdash that are going to be in his portion, Binyamin is Bochal Tzavaro, which is the reference to the one Mishkan that was going to be in his portion that he's crying over. And then the Gemara tells us that the Asaris B'nai Haman were all hanged on the same gallows, a very, very tall gallows, 50 amos tall, and they were all hanged at the same time. And we have to read the names of the Asaris B'nai Haman, all B'neshima Achas. And then on Daf Yudzayin, which is the very end of the Perek, the Gemara tells us that Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser from a lot of things, including Yoser Mikibud Ave'im, and that's derived from Yaakov Avinu, the time that he spent in Shem Ve'Ever. He apparently was not punished for his lack of Kibud Ave'im during that time. The other 22 years he was away from his parents, that's why he had to suffer the absence of Yosef for all that time. So that's what we learned on Daf Yud Zayin, and the Gemara does that Cheshbon based on knowing how old Yishmael was when he died. So we do all the math backwards to figure out the years of Yaakov Avinu, and that there were 14 missing years, and those 14 years must have been spent in Yeshivas Shem Ve'Ever. So that is the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Look forward to continuing our march through Maseches Megillah.